Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax so we can hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's now time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such an honor to be here. Okay, a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer. I'm a Reiki master and teacher. I'm a radio show host. And I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I try to keep, you know, a straight face when I say that because I have Joan Rivers whispering in my ear, and yes, DC, you're certifiable. And at times with her by my side, I feel like I am certifiable. But I do channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful fur baby Ginger, and of course, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. The first time I connected with Joan is while she was in a coma. I was walking past my television, and the announcer was updating, you know, information about her. She began to speak with me, and I had to really, like, look twice and thinking, is she really speaking to me? And she was. And at that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about my connection with Joan is it is a very, very divine connection. And because of that connection, others have walked through, you know, this door that she left open, and it's given me, you know, really an incredible understanding and access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And it really helps me to relate and work with so many different types of people. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences, my work background was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and I now offer angelic love. Instead of, you know, carrying my 357, I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is, of course, is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the current journey, you know, journey of service that I'm doing right now, and I can't say enough about it. I'm just so blessed. And good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. Greetings from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing practitioner, conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom from divine guidance to help others gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus, scroll to the end of that page, and you'll see Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's Facebook page. The Learn More button under my picture will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear messages. So, DC, what do you have for us? You see, are you muted? Oh, we have lost DC. Okay. Let's give her a minute to call back in. We had a few problems with the phones last time, and apparently we're having more problems this time. Okay, DC, are you here now?
I am back. I just got, I feel like I got thrown out of the whole show, Barbara.
Too much good energy.
Too much of something. I don't know. My goodness.
Okay, so we are ready for your messages. So. Okay, DC, I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me, Barbara?
Ah, there you are.
What happened?
I don't know. It was like you disappeared.
Oh, my goodness. Do we have callers?
Yes, we have a caller, and they didn't disappear, just you.
Well, you know what? Throw me a bungee cord there, Barbara, and I'm going to try to, you know, I'm going to try to stay here. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what it is. It's Blog Talk, I think, and I think it's maybe our, you know, our magnificent energy, you know?
I think so, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so do you have messages that you want to share now?
Oh, goodness. You know what? Oh, my goodness. I sort of lost my messages. Let me just see if I can gather some. Oh, my gosh. Well, I do have a little prayer that I was guided to read, and it's entitled Leading with Love. This was written by Kim Richardson. Archangel Shamuel, I ask you, how may I serve today? As I sit quietly and go within to listen for your reply, please help me to be open to see the signs that you are near as you join me on my journey to help me lead in loving ways. Today, I will show love and compassion for everyone around me, especially those that may seem unruly and unlovable, as they are the ones who need it most. Help me to see with loving eyes and react with a loving heart. I will send out love in various ways to others that cross my path. Whether it's a loving smile or gesture, I will commit to reaching out to someone that may need some extra gentle loving kindness. I will understand that some may need my loving energy and may not be approachable. So I will simply hold space for them to support them in receiving my loving energy. Please assist me to be kind, gentle, and loving to myself as well. And help me to understand that although I am not in control of anyone else's journey, I may become the shining light in their world through my loving ways. And I thought that was really, really beautiful, Barbara.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I had a message from Jesus, and it's no longer with me for some odd reason. But, okay, I have one of the messages from Jesus. Okay, so here's one of them. Beloveds, today you have the opportunity to start over. It's a new beginning and an opportunity to really create the life of your dreams. It's a new page in your book of life. Please, make it a good one. There's no such thing as failure. There's only giving up too soon. Think of it as a time to contemplate success. Live your dreams and stay focused on your goals. Today is the perfect day to make your dreams happen. You are never alone, and God is with you, and He will give you the strength to keep going. Beloveds, walk forward fearlessly. Walk into your fears. Set your soul on fire. Live your life without expectation. It is so freeing. Let every situation be what it is, and remember, it's temporary. Enjoy the good times, and remember, the not-so-good times will not last. All we have is right now. Please make it count. Become fully present and live in the moment. Trust life, and trust that God will put you in the right place and will put the right people in your life when you need them. Listen to your heart, because it knows things that the human mind can never explain. And remember, you are never separate from God. And every God direction is road tested. I love you, Jesus. So the other message I have from Jesus, Barbara, is completely gone, and I look down, and I have a message from Ginger. Oh, well.
Okay.
Okay, so for those of you that are calling in, you're probably wondering, this is Morning with Jesus. Who's Ginger? Ginger is my fur baby that was with me for over a decade, and as I was learning to be the person I am today, she too was learning, and she transitioned July ago, and she's on the other side, and she comes in and she shares my space. At times she gives readings, and she's often seen riding around in a red convertible with Joan Rivers. But here's her message. She's stopping by to remind everyone that your thoughts create your reality. And she's saying, come on, guys, calm down that monkey mind. Pay attention now to what's going on, or you know you're going to be easily distracted. You create your reality. Why not make it a good one? Fill it with magic. Fill it with blessings. And affirm that you deserve the best that life has to offer. Come on, be a little bold. Make a wish. Be open to all the desires that you're holding deep within your heart. And don't quit now. You don't realize it, but you're almost there. And you're meant to live a life that is filled with joy and abundance. Have faith. The universe is conspiring in your favor. And she now asks that we be strong and really have courage to face any situation that may come our way. She's letting each of you know that if God brings you to it, he will certainly bring you through it. And she's saying, you've got this. Come on now, keep calm. You've got the power. And the efforts that you put forth are going to reap positive benefits. Don't be afraid. Follow your dreams. Anything is possible. Kick back for a moment. Take a load off. This is a sweet time. It's like candy to the soul. Enjoy it. I love you all, Ginger. And before she goes, she's just saying the F word, Barbara. Okay, but don't panic. No, it's not the word that you can't say, you're not supposed to say. She's saying fantastic. She's saying flowing, fabulous, forgiving, flexible, friendly, fulfilled. Sometimes the words that we leave unspoken are the most important ones. And Ginger's letting everyone know, say the F word. And that's her message, Barbara.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you, and thank you for encouraging people to say the F.
Say the F.
Oh, that is so funny. Okay. Okay, I'm back. I just stepped away from my line for a moment here. All right, so here is the message that Jesus wants to share with us right now. My beloved one, sometimes you feel overwhelmed. You feel overwhelmed by life and the fact that life isn't going the way that you want it to or the way that you expect it to. And in your overwhelm, you start feeling all of these other feelings about desperation and despair and worry and stress, and all of the negative stuff starts coming up. And the more time you spend in that, thinking about what is wrong, the worse you feel. So we want to encourage you that when those moments are happening, when you are feeling overwhelmed or whatever negative emotion you are feeling, that you simply stop. Take a nice deep breath. And ask yourself, what is it that I really want? What is it that I really desire to create in my life? And then you start making a list, accepting the positive, accepting the things that you truly desire, accepting the things that you want to experience. Because when you do that, when you start accepting what you desire, it takes you out of that overwhelm. It takes you out of all of that negative energy. And it puts you back in the energy that allows you to create your desires. Because remember, you create whatever you are focusing on. So if you are only focusing on, oh my gosh, this is horrible, this is wrong, all of those sorts of thoughts, then that is what you are creating more and more of. Your focus feeds what you focus on. Remember that. So if you don't want to be in the energy of what is wrong, then be in the energy of what is right. Be in the energy of what you desire, of what you are creating, of what you are allowing. And as always, you can ask for our assistance. You can call on me and ask me to help you to let go. Help you to let go of what you no longer want to be in. Help you to move into that space where you realize you have value. You are important in this world. Even if you don't know why or how, you still are. And so you can simply say, Jesus, help me to see the value in me. And that takes you into more and more of that positive energy that helps you to let go so that you can truly move forward in your life in every way. Life does not have to be difficult and it does not have to be complicated. You always have a choice. Even in those moments when you swear that you do not have any choices at all, you always have a choice. You always have, and you always will. It is the beauty of life. It is the gift of life. And it is the truth of who you are. You are loved. You are so loved. Open to that love. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share. And it is now time for us to... Okay, go ahead, DC.
Oh, that was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And it is now time for us to take questions from callers. So we have several callers with their hands up. You guys have all pressed one. I'm so proud of you. And we will go to the first one from area code 631. Hi. Who's
well,
this?
Good morning, DC Love and Barbara. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well these days. Better. So do you want me just to ask give a general reading, or I'm not sure how you like to do
it. What appeals to you?
I guess a general message, you know, what I should, I guess what spirit is trying to, I'm not really sure, whatever.
Okay. Let's
whatever's
what
easier, I guess.
Okay, did we get your name, honey?
Oh, my name is Rose. Rose.
Okay, Rose, thank you. That's a great start.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Rose, have you been trying to do, like, too many things lately? Didn't you show me you're running, like, in all different directions, you know? And she showed me, like, sort of like a plate, and your plate is running over. You know, it's just everything's falling off because you're trying to do for others. You're trying to do a little bit too much.
Okay. Yeah, I tend to do that. Okay.
And, you know, and she's saying it affects your stress level. You've got to, you know, you've got to just focus on a couple of things and realize, you know, you can't do everything for everyone and you can't be everything for everyone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Slow down just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Because... I'm getting like it's taking a toll on you a little bit, like your energy is a little bit lower because you're overdoing it. And Ginger is saying, girlfriend, listen right now to what I'm telling you. This is Ginger. If you're not watching and you're not careful, you're going to have a fall, okay? And she shows me falling backwards, okay?
Mm. Okay.
So please, you know, slow down, you know, take it easy, do things slower, you know, do a few things, get a little of those things off of your plate and realize you can't do everything for everyone, okay? And moderation is going to be the key here, Rose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, this, you know, make this month the month that you start, you know, saying, you know, moderation is the key and you start following that, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And also, what I'm getting is Mother Mary is stepping forward. And, Rose, she wants you to know that you are worthy of all the good and beautiful things, you know, that are coming your way. At times you don't feel that love, honey, okay? And she's, you know, she's wrapping you in her beautiful blanket of love and peace. And she's asking that you please be gentle with yourself. Please honor your body, honor your emotions. Okay? And if you ask, you know, she will show you, you know, how you look through the eyes of love. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The way the divine sees you as a beautiful person you are. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know what, there's some issues that need to be healed, either between a mother or a mother figure. And Mother Mary, you know, is saying this is the time, you know, to heal them, okay? As well, this is a time of rebirth for you. There's going to be a lot going on, and this is a time that you're asked to really, like, you know, take care of Rose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay?
That is just, you know, thinking of you first. I know you want to help others and things, but it starts with you, Rose, okay? I do see that, you know, you're going to have, you know, money coming your way, okay? And everything that you need is going to be taken care of. But you've got to honor the callings of your heart and your soul, okay? When you think about stuff you don't have, all you're doing is bringing about more stuff you don't have to you. So lack creates more lack, while thoughts of abundance, of course, brings about more abundance. So you are asked to really, you know, watch what you're thinking. Be careful of, you know, those thoughts, okay? Because if you're not careful, you're going to be manifesting struggle which you don't need, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
I had enough
please
of that.
Listen.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Listen
I
to
gotcha.
Guidance receiving, honey. You're receiving guidance from your guides, the angels. You know, listen, you know, to their words and honor your heart because, you know, your, whatever your passion is, you know, and your purpose, you know, Ginger has shown me like pennies from heaven. It's going to bring in, you know, financial success and money. And there might possibly be money coming that, you know, you didn't expect, okay? But the money is coming. And not only do you have mother issues, we have to come, you know, forward here now. And we've got to heal your negative money beliefs as well. So there's mother issues and money belief issues, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
So
yeah, I grew up
what
once,
I want to do is I'm going to call in Barbara and Jesus to first heal the mother issues, and then we're going to work on the money issues as well, Rose. And it was an honor to connect with you today.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Cece.
You're welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Rose. So we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. I will make the statement and then you will repeat it out loud. And this is talking to your innate body, which I consider your spiritual consciousness. Okay. Here we go. Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
I didn't hear the first part. I'm sorry.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Okay. Hold on, they're talking to me. Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I do forgive my mother.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I do forgive my mother.
Dear innate, even though she may not deserve it, I do forgive my mother.
Even though she may not deserve it, I do forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Feels good. I thought I did forgive her, but I guess I still have more forgiving to do, I imagine. If it's still coming up, then I guess I do.
Yeah, it's some deeper stuff that's what they're showing me. And
yeah.
Let me see if there's anything else they want to say about it. Oh, okay. Dear Innate, I forgive myself.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for choosing my mother.
Dear Innate, I forgive myself for choosing my mother.
Yes. Dear Innate, I forgive the difficulties I have placed in my life.
I forgive the difficulties I placed in my life.
Dear Innate, I let go of money problems.
I let go of money problems.
Dear Innate, I release the need to create problems.
Dear Innate, I forgive the need to create problems or money problems.
Dear Innate, I release money.
Dear Innate, I release money.
Take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I am enough.
Dear Innate, I am enough.
Another nice deep breath. All right, how does all that feel?
Feels good. Yeah, it's always good to release things. So
yeah, it is.
So. Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, both of you.
Well, you are welcome, and, you know, call back anytime you have any questions or you
okay.
need anything from us.
All right. Thank you
and
very
Barbara,
much, lady.
Before we let Rose go, we have Joan Rivers coming in. She's saying mother problems. I knew I was an unwanted baby when I saw that my bath toys were a toaster and a radio.
I always like Joan Rivers. She's funny.
Well, she loves you, Tony, and she's there, you know, when you need her. But she's saying, okay. Yeah, mother problems. She thinks she has mother problems. And I'm like, okay, Joan, just cool down.
She's funny, I know. I always love that. All right, thank you, ladies, and have a nice day. Okay.
And please call us back.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll give you
thank you.
A call again. All right, thanks a lot. All right, have a good day.
Take care, hon.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 415.
Hey, it's me. Hi, guys.
And how are you doing today, mythical one?
I'm just sort of sitting, as in not doing anything, because it's just, I think I just need to cry right now. I'm just feeling like that message about the overwhelmed up, obviously, was for me and only me. basically, it's just, I'm happy about going away this weekend, which I may drive up today. I'm feeling like, it's a 4-hour drive at least to go up there. So I'm feeling sort of like, I'm going to just cry through this. Okay. I'm just like feeling like sort of anxious through that, and I'm not sleeping the greatest. And I'm still preparing class material and intaking people. People have been sort of signing up last minute. And, you know, everything's like a learning experience. You know, some people are paying check and some people are already paid credit card, but it's like a lot for me to manage of like, I have to remember to get the check from the person who organized it. And I have to remember to get the release forms before I do the healing on them. And then I'm teaching a class on Sunday and more people from a different barn wanted me to do healings on their horses too, which is all great things. Like I want to keep saying yes to all these, all this money and all these experiences and all this expansion. And if I was just doing horse healings, then I think I would maybe be able to manage it more. I mean, I would probably still be a little bit concerned, like anxious, but I'm teaching also. So all this sort of pulls on like different energy and different anxieties. And so at this different barn, we scheduled them after my class. Like I have a 2-hour break and I'm just feeling like part of me is like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. The other part of me is like, you know, you're running on fumes right now. Like you're exhausted and, you know, like this is all new to you. Even what you're like, your teaching is new and like the horse healings is totally new. And like, that's great. I'm like very courageous. I keep like appraising myself. And I'm just sort of feeling frustrated with like the organizer as well. You know, the same stuff. Like she doesn't really, like she's not good at communicating and like she's not really available. And then, you know, she's like, you know, she wrote to me, I said, hey, can we move the Sunday people to Friday? I'll come up early. And she was, you know, and it gets to the point that now, like, this is a perfect example that I've been keeping my feelings in about how I've been frustrated with her, about her not being, her being unavailable. And now, you know, she just texted me because I was like, let's talk this morning, which she never can. So nothing ever, I never really know what's going on. And I keep telling her, like, we need some people just on standbys. You can't schedule them, like take their payment, put them on standbys. If I can fit them in, I will, but I can't really give them a slot because I don't want to overexert myself with how many healings I'm doing. Like they're so... And she writes, you know, it's becoming extremely stressful for her to move around the times and she's not available today. And it's sort of like, well, that's not fair. You know, I've been stressed out dealing with you and like, I kept it to myself. And like, that's sort of one of my patterns of like, people get to get frustrated with me or, you know, meanwhile, like I'm keep seeking her out to like discuss things about how I need her to like get the release forms. I need her to collect the checks. I need her to do certain things to support. And she's not available to have a conversation about it. So I know it's like a learning experience, but I'm just, you know, and now it's 10 o'clock. I'm already exhausted. Like I woke up exhausted. And I mean, I guess I'm going to take a nap before I go. I don't even know if I should go up today because I don't even know if she's going to be around tomorrow. I wanted to hang out at her barn with her for a little bit to practice on a horse before I actually go do it. And that doesn't even look like that's going to happen unless, I don't know. Like, I think it's just a thing of like, just go in and just go do it and pray for the best and spirit's doing it anyway and just go. Who cares? You plan it. Don't let her schedule, you know, she's not available tomorrow till 2 o'clock and this and that. And it's the same old, same old. And I asked Spirit and Spirit says, well, you should still teach your class. Do both. So that's it.
Okay. Let's see what DC is getting about all of that.
Yes, I'm. You know what I'm getting? First, focus on, you know, the business, you know, aspect of everything, okay? And, you know, Barbara's going to come in with Jesus, and we're going to help with the emotional issues, okay? And just know that the angels are watching over you, sweetheart, and they want you to really start thinking like, you know, the way you wanted to think. Dream big, think big, because big things are coming your way, okay? And just have confidence and really, you know, Ginger's saying, you know, step into your power because you truly are powerful, okay? Don't, you know, don't let everything overwhelm you. And when you do get overwhelmed and everything, you've got to realize this is an opportunity for you to learn something from the situation, okay? So, you know, there's some kind, there might be like an internal conflict, you know, going on as you're doing all this. Okay? You've got to listen and you've got to trust your intuition, because sort of like your emotions are getting in the way and you're not seeing things as, you know, as clearly as you could. Okay? And, you know, just watch that those old behavioral patterns don't come in, because they never served you in the past and they're not going to serve you now. Okay? And then you're saying, girlfriend, it's time to understand karmic patterns, you know? And she's saying, you know, no one can really, you know, no one or anything can really harm you. Okay, you've got to know that. She's feeling your anxiety. She knows the worry that you have. You've, you know, conveyed it to us. And she's asking that you not let the worry overwhelm you. Okay? You know, really look at those fears. And, you know, you've got to dig deep to see what's bothering you. Okay? And just please stay positive. She's saying everything's going to work out. So we're going to turn you over really fast to Barbara and to Jesus to really, you know, dig deep within and get out whatever it is that's bothering you at this moment. Okay, hon?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we're going to make some dear innate statements. Dear innate, I release all of the ways I give my power away. Dear innate, I release all the ways I give my power away. Dear innate, I release all of the ways I let other people run my life. You know, I thought I was reaching out to somebody else to have them help me so that I didn't do everything myself. And then meanwhile, that ends up that, like, someone can't either keep up or, like, just, yeah, they can't handle it. And then that ends up hurting me. So now I have to go in and email this lady and be like, hey, I need to move you to Friday. And then whatever that comes, that might be a cancellation, that might be like her, you know, then I have to deal with all her emotions. Why can't we do Sunday? We want to do Sunday. Blah, 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 all this shit. All right, what did you say? I'm sorry. Dear innate, I release all of the ways I let other people run my life. Dear innate, I release all the ways I let other people run my life. Dear innate, I release the need to not value myself. Dear innate, I release all the ways I don't value myself. Dear innate, I accept myself. Dear innate, I accept myself. Dear innate, I accept that I am not doing this alone. I mean, I need an assistant. Dear innate, I accept that I'm not doing this alone. Dear innate, I accept the love and guidance that is there for me. Dear innate, I accept the love and guidance that is there for me. Dear innate, I release the overwhelm. Dear innate, I release the overwhelm. Dear innate, I release the anger. Dear innate, I release the anger. Dear innate, I release the frustration. Dear innate, I release the frustration. Dear innate, I release the disappointment. Dear innate, I release the disappointment. Dear innate, I release that things are not working the way I want them to. Dear innate, I release the things are not working the way I want them to. Dear innate, I release the need to control others. Dear innate, I release the need to control others. Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I allow my life to flow in whatever way is for the highest good. Dear innate, I allow my life to flow in whatever way is the highest good. Dear innate, I stop fighting. Dear innate, I stop fighting. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I trust my heart. Dear innate, I trust my heart. Dear innate, I know my value. Dear innate, I know my value. Dear innate, I accept myself. Dear innate, I accept myself. Nice deep breath. How does that feel? Like there's this thing that I know, like you're not blaming me, but like it just feels like blame. It feels like it, you're still not good enough. Like even though like you are flowing with all this stuff and you're getting great business ideas and you're making notes of how you're going to do this different, and I'm feeling like incredibly inspired and excited about all the things, it's like, well, look at, like, you know, I was trying to work with her, but it's, she's not working at the rate that I'm able to, or like she's not available, whatever the story is, whatever the situation is, it's, forget even the story, whatever the situation is, because if it's a story, then it makes me think like I'm the one who's making it up, when it's really, she's not available and she's not experienced in doing events like this like I am. And I'm grateful that I have all this spirit experience. But meanwhile, if I'm not giving away my power, then that means I'm getting online now and I'm emailing this lady to see, to say, okay, I need to move your spot till Friday. And I have to be in this space that if she can't do it, she can't do it. I'm not going to take bookings on Sunday unless they're like last minute bookings and I feel like I can do it that day. And I'm not going to be able to do a practice session with this girl. Like, it just feels like I'm still like things wrong. And I know that like, we're always improving, but it just feels like blame, blame, blame. Like you still didn't get it right. Like you're still like trying to control when I wasn't. Like, that's why I got into the situation that I am, because I was letting her do things, and then she's not like reply. Like, granted, there's a lot of emails that are coming through because like there's things that she needs to do. Like, I need chairs. I need, like, you know, these like, things come to mind. And like, there's also that little part of me. It's like there's a little part of me that feels like sometimes it'll pop up that I feel like I'm like scamming people because I've never done this before, you know, like it feels like that's sort of something shameful to keep quiet. Like, I've done one remotely to a horse, and I'm not used to being around horses, like to touch them. Like, I wanted to have that thing that I was able to go down with her and be able to like touch a horse in different places and not be like scared when it jerks his head. And this means that it's like, okay, well, you know what? Just schedule these people from the other barn. You go by yourself. You don't need her holding your hand. Good. It got me to this point that I'm just saying, yes, I'm taking back my power. Like DC is talking about, I'm taking back my power. I'm just going to go. I'm trusting spirit. I know spirit's helping me with it. I'll do sort of half hands off healing, half on healing. And just if I happen to flinch when the horse moves maybe in a funny way, then just so be it. Like, and there's a, you know, there's like little fears of like, past life stuff about like how maybe I was ran out of town, or like this sort of gang mentality of like, you know, it's just a lot. So, I mean, there still has to be reminders sent for classes, reminders sent for the horse bookings. I still need to finish typing up my agenda and handouts for the class. I can't do it all. So it's like, just drive up there. You'll have more energy tomorrow. And like, at least you'll have that out of the way is the drive, which is causing anxiety as well.
Okay. So, year innate, I release the blame.
Year innate, I release the blame.
Year innate, I release the blame for that I have about myself.
God, it's so strong. The whole I'm never enough. Like, it's not good enough. Like, I still didn't fucking do it good enough. Dear innate, I release the blame I have of myself.
Dear innate, I release the pattern of blame from my life.
Dear innate, I release the pattern of blame I have for my life.
Dear innate, I release the need to beat myself up.
Dear innate, I release the need to beat myself up.
Dear innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to focus on what is wrong.
Dear innate, I release the need to focus on what is wrong.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the preoccupation with what can go wrong.
Dear innate, I release the preoccupation with what can go wrong.
Dear innate, I let go of the need to control every single detail.
Dear innate, I release the need to let go of every single detail. And you know why part of that has been activated? It's because that fucking PayPal thing that I went through, and now that's the reason why it's like you got to send reminders because that's your proof of purchase again. And it all links back. Isn't that fun?
Dear innate, I break the chains linking all this stuff in my life.
Dear innate, I break the chains releasing all this stuff in my life.
Okay, there's one more. Now I've lost it. Hold on.
Can I tell this girl on how I'm angry that she's done like sort of a half-assed job? She told me that she's feeling extremely stressed.
Yes. Or you can present it in a way that, you know, I know that this is something new for you and it was probably overwhelming. Is there anything you need from me now to make this better? And that way, instead of telling her what she's done wrong, you're actually opening up and saying, can I help you?
I don't want to help her. I've been trying to help her all along, and she hasn't been communicating. And now it's the 11th hour, and it's just sort of like, it's what I always do. I take over because you can't fucking keep up. Like I gave you a chance. Like, this is such the fucking pattern. I give someone a chance. They can't do it. I have stress that's building up. I keep telling, well, you know, be understanding. And they're still doing an okay job. People are still signing up. That's the most important. You know, don't be a control freak. It's like, it's all this like denying who I am. And then I go, I get super stressed out. It becomes the 11th hour. I'm stressed out. I end up hurting myself in the process. The person ends up not being happy with me. It's going to be weird. Like, then it ends up being weird when we meet each other. And I haven't even expressed to myself, like, she's saying, hey, it's getting extremely stressful for me to have to keep moving the times. Well, I've been extremely stressed out this whole time because you haven't really been so available. So I'm going to take over. I'll, you know, but that even makes it worse. So it always ends up that other person got to express themselves. I still didn't. I'm looked at as the bad guy, and then I'm fucking taking care of shit.
So, dear Innate, I release the pattern of being stressed out and disappointed.
Dear Innate, I release the pattern of being stressed out and disappointed.
Dear Innate, I am being shown a new way of being.
Which is what? I don't know what that is. That's the whole thing. You still haven't gotten it right. Because
you don't have to know in order to say it.
Fine. Dear Innate, thank you. Because I am being shown
a
new way of being.
Innate, I allow myself to gain clarity.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to gain clarity.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I accept that things are changing.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I accept that things are changing.
Dear Innate, I am open to change.
Dear Innate, I am open to change.
Dear Innate, I am letting go.
Dear Innate, I am open to letting go.
Dear Innate, I am letting go.
Dear Innate, I am letting go.
Nice deep breath.
About, you know, someone, the person she's connected with presently has like a negative vibration and it's not serving her. So Ginger wants you to make a statement in that respect and that she could release this connection, you know, and know that she's free, you know, to do so. And this connection does not define her or her value.
You mean this like host lady?
Yeah, I mean, you're just like the lady that's supposed to be helping you. It's sort of like her vibration. It's not matching your vibration, okay? And it's sort of influencing you and making you feel like bad about things, and you know, even about yourself. You're not valuing yourself. You sort of like have doubts, and it's not you. It's this woman's energy that's influencing you.
See, that's interesting that you're picking that up because I have been thinking, and maybe this is part of the spell, I've been thinking that she's like, that
no,
she's
nobody
like,
can, honey,
I know,
no
I'm joking about that. I'm joking about that. But like, I've been thinking that she's like better than me because she seems busier and she's like, you know, she's not
she's
making
a value.
Big deal.
You know what? I don't think she values people the way you value people. And that's like one of the things, and it's causing doubt in your mind as well as, you know, you're doubting yourself, you're doubting your own value, okay? And you really need to, you know, ask the angels to bring in people that are really support you, okay? And you want just like synchronistic connections that really serve you and people that are going to not only serve you but honor you and be very happy that they're with you, okay? Because it's just, it's her energy and it's her, she's not putting in the time and, you know, like, and she's not respecting you, you know?
Is that something that I could say to her, like, through the text? Not 100% what you were thing, but just about the whole, like, hey, I'll take over it. This has been stressful for me too, because you haven't been available. There's a lot of details to this event. I know that you're, you know, something. Or is that just, like, again, that's the whole fear of, like, well, you know, you're just starting things then. But it's also not fair to me to not be able to express,
because you know what,
myself.
It's making you fearful, and it's making you more and more afraid of yourself and everything else. Okay, and it's just, it's going to end up where it's causing you health issues. You're going to get so stressed that you're going to be sick.
Well, that's what my fear is. So what did you say? Should I say something to her? Just like kind of, I think I need to, like,
Barbara was mentioning earlier, like, say it in a proper way. Right, Barbara? Barbara was mentioning on how to say it in the proper way. Okay.
But she was saying to say, can I help you? But that's not. This
Barbara,
thing,
are you still with us? Lose her?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Barbara, how can she say this in the proper way? She really needs to release this person, because this person does not value, you know, her. And it's just like it's causing like a, sort of like almost like a chain link of craziness. You know, where she now does not value, you know, the work that she's doing, and her self-worth is just like, sort of like Ginger saying, going down the tubes. And it really isn't you. It's her. It's this person that you're connected with. So you've got to get away from her and really ask, you know, like the universe to bring you connections that really serve and honor you, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm getting is, dear innate, I release the need to attract people who cannot do the job.
Dear innate, I release the need to attract people who cannot do the job.
Dear innate, I release the need to be afraid that things are not going to work.
Yeah. Dear innate, I release the need. No, dear innate, I release the fear that things are not going to work.
Dear innate, I release all of the stress that I put on myself.
Dear innate, I release all the stress that I put on myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to create all of this stress because of other people's behavior.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Dear innate, I release the need to create all the stress on myself because of other people's behavior.
Dear innate, I open up to loving and trusting myself.
Dear innate, I open up to loving and trusting myself.
Dear innate, I open up to having situations resolve in my favor.
That's interesting. Dear innate, I am open to things resolving in my favor.
Dear innate, I release the need to dictate to others.
Dear innate, I release the need to dictate to others.
Dear innate, I see the value in me.
Dear innate, I see the value in me.
Dear innate, I respect and honor myself.
Dear innate, I respect and honor myself.
Dear innate, I attract people who respect and honor me.
Dear innate, I attract people that respect and honor me.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I honor and respect and love myself. I don't know what you said.
That was pretty good. Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I release all of the negativity.
Dear innate, I release all the negativity.
Dear innate, I allow this weekend to work out wonderfully.
Dear innate, I allow this weekend to work out wonderfully.
Dear innate, I allow my life to flow.
Dear innate, I allow my life to flow.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have the energy to do what I need to do.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have the energy so that I could do what I need to do.
Dear innate, I allow my life to be easy.
Dear innate, I allow my life to be easy.
Dear innate, I allow this weekend to be easy.
Dear innate, I allow this weekend to be easy.
Dear innate, I get out of my own way.
Dear innate, I get out of my own way.
A nice deep breath. How do you feel?
I feel better. With a bunch of question marks of what am I going to do about that? And should I drive up today? And
you've got to relax. Yeah. Relax. You know what? You're putting a lot of stress on yourself that you don't need. Okay. And I want, you know what, you've got Ginger jumping up and down, Auntie Barbara, and she's saying she's really getting into this innate stuff. So she's saying, I got one. I have one too, she's saying. Dear innate, I am making strong and beneficial connections in both my personal and professional life.
Dear innate.
She's saying, do you like that one?
I am making strong
And beneficial connections
in my personal and business life.
Yes, in my personal and professional life. And you will, and you are. She's saying, please believe in yourself. And she's saying, you know what? Here's a little secret. The universe is sending you, you know, these alliances that you need. So please chill out. She's saying, relax. Okay? Everything is going to turn out well. Okay? So she's asking, please. Okay? Enjoy yourself. This is what you've been dreaming about, okay? And you know what? Sometimes it's just, you know what? A lot of it could be force of habit. Like, we forget, you know, and we go back to what we thought, you know, earlier. But this is the time that you're supposed to be happy, okay? And there's going to be a lot of different doors opening for you, okay? So there's going to be a lot of possibilities, a lot of things that you can choose from, okay? So please, like, let this make you happy. Let this motivate you. You know, let this, you know, really, you know, help you to feel empowered, okay? You're doing the work that you're supposed to do, okay? So just, you know, hang in there. In fact, you know, in regard to all of this, there may actually be a marketing tool that you haven't, like, used as of yet, is what Ginger is saying, okay? Or you could even, like, do it completely different. But she's saying that, you know, the angels are with you and, you know, they're going to help you with all of this. You've worked hard and, you know, what you deserve to be helped and to really be happy on your path. And you've got to be open and willing to, you know, to let life take you in that new direction, you know. So please, you know, like affirm that with Dear Innate. Dear Innate, I am open and willing to take my life.
Yeah, I am open to all of it. I mean, and I have been saying, like, exactly what she said. Like, this is what I've been dreaming about. Like, I want to enjoy this. And it, you know, the interactions have made me cranky or whatever. And I felt a couple of times, you know, just to say something to her. I have sort of here and there, but like been more direct of just whatever, you know, take it over or something or other. But then this like fear comes up of like, well, you know, this is really like the first time that you're doing this, like sort of like that insecurity of like that feeling like I need her because if something doesn't go well, like she'll smooth it over or something, you know, like there's like, you know, oh, you're going to move people around and be all sort of ballsy about this, like move the Sunday people to Friday. And then what if it happens that they don't like, you know, it's like a negative scenario, like, you know, like you're not a hot shot yet. That's basically like kind of what the, you know, like don't pretend like you don't need certain people. Oh, that's a family thing. Isn't that interesting?
Just make sure that you're open up, you're open to the right people, because there may be someone coming along that will support you, that really will help you to make, you know, like these good decisions and to really trust your own guidance, okay? And I'm feeling it's a gentleman. It's not a woman. It's a gentleman, okay?
Right. I think you were saying that like months ago. Maybe that's the same guy. I don't know.
Like
you mentioned it months ago.
Yep, he's coming, you know. So, and I mean, I think maybe you would resonate with a gentleman better, you know. And he's going to really help you, like, I think, like, the whole way around. Like, you know, to really take charge of all of this. And you're going to have the assistance that you truly need. And you're going to take control of your destiny. You know, you've worked hard and you've done things that were magnificent in the past. This is not like your first time, you know, and you've got to realize that. Okay, but just be open to all the new that's coming your way. You're going to have so many new adventures and there's a lot of success, okay? So you're going to have the money that you wanted and then some. Ginger Sand is going to be more money, okay?
Well,
so
how
you've got
am
to
I
just,
supposed to navigate this weekend, like when I see her and like, you know, I think things are like a little bit weird.
You know, this is about you. It's not about her, okay? This is just about you, okay? So you're going to do what you have to do. You're going to move forward, okay? And Ginger's showing me this beautiful horse is there to help you, okay? And I see, I don't know, are there any white horses where you?
I don't know.
I see a beautiful white horse.
Okay.
There's a, I'm getting like in my mind's eye, there's a beautiful white horse there.
Okay.
Okay, and it's sort of like that, you know, spiritually this horse is going to connect with you and really help you, okay? So you've got to trust what you're hearing within. Forget about her. Like I said, when you're doing your thing, it's all about you, okay?
Right, but like when I see her, you know, like when we see each other, you know, I'm sure she's, you know, she's feeling the stress
or
annoyance.
Yeah, but you know what other people say about us is none of our business. That's on her, you know, just focus on you, hon. Focus on this magnificent event, one of many. There's going to be so many more coming your way. Let go of the anxiety. Oh, my gosh, let go of it, all right?
Yeah, but she's connected to all
you know
these
why?
People at the barn, you know, like they're like a tight-knit community, you know what I'm saying? Like that's that whole...
Yeah, I understand, hon, but you just like, this is like, you know, this is coming really soon and everything, and just feel relaxed within, because you're still holding on to old habits of worry and anxiety, and we don't need that.
Right, I agree.
Okay, you've got to replace the anxiety with like, happy, joyful, peaceful feelings, and have trust, you know, that you're going to be able to get through anything. You've got to really, really mean it, you mean it when you let go of the worry, let go of the fear, you know, because you want to live in peace. And Ginger is saying she wants you to affirm that you are love, and love is fearless, because you truly are. And I have a spirit with me for some reason. I'm not touching my mouse, but my mouse is all over my computer screen. So I don't know what's going on with that. So we have a spirit here that's trying to communicate with you, I guess, you know. But you're going to be fine, hon. It's going to be magnificent.
Okay.
You better hang in.
Thank you.
We've known you too long to let you have fear, hon. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
We've known you a little bit too. And we're not going to let you, you're not going to blow this, because you are magnificent and people are going to be, they're going to be like blown away by your beautiful, you know, energy and everything that you know how to do. And it's just beautiful. And Ginger's saying, you know what, pack your bags, get out of the house, just go for it, okay?
So that means to go today?
Yeah, get out of the house. You're going to be inspired. You're going to be excited, okay? And you know, you're going to attract so many blessings, you know?
Okay.
I'll just go for it.
Thank you. Thank you for your support, both of you guys. Barbara, is there, like, one, like, a dear innate as far as, or maybe you have a comment related to, like, there when I go into a little bit of the lower energy, it's sort of that fear of like, you've never done this before. Like, so I don't know, any comments about that? Because it's just, again, that word like charlatan or something comes to mind of like, you're kind of going in there and you're like that, just scamming people, like, oh, it's so ugly, you know, ugly sounding and feeling when I say that. But how, like, what is that? Like, and I guess I must have done that in the past or something. And I guess in a way I'm doing it now, you know, like, this is not what I've been doing all these years. And I'm open to the new. And I accept, like, when things come, like, I accept the blessings because obviously, like, it's come to me because I'm supposed to be doing this. Even if it's just for this moment, like what? I mean, I've been asking for things like a big explosion of like money and success, and it's like, here, you got it. And it's like, look how you're freaking out again. Like, this reminds me of like when I had a website that went viral. It's like, that's exactly how you feel. Like, just when that happened. But here it's like, I have to perform, you know, like it's a totally different experience of like, okay, people are paying me to perform, basically.
Okay, so dear innate,
and I haven't been to rehearsal.
Being a charlatan.
Dear innate, I release being a charlatan.
Dear innate, I release having to perform.
Dear innate, I release having to perform.
Dear innate, I release the fear of something new.
Dear innate, I release the fear of something new.
Dear innate, I accept this new gift.
Dear innate, I accept this new gift.
Dear innate, I accept these people who trust me with this new gift.
Dear innate, I accept these people who trust me with this new gift.
Dear innate, I accept myself with this new gift.
Dear innate, I accept myself with this new gift.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear innate, this feels good.
Dear innate, this feels good.
Nice deep breath. That's what they were giving me.
Yeah. Do you have a reason why, as far as like, and I know it's sort of stupid to go into the whys, but like, why was all of this brought to me to do all of this before, like, quote, practice sessions or like a warm up?
I am hearing that you already know. The why is not important. This is all a part of your evolution. This is a part of who you are and who you are becoming. So the why is something that your brain wants to know. And you don't really need to tell your brain anything. So let it go.
Okay. Fine. I like the why.
And you know what Ginger wants to add before you leave, honey? You know what she's saying? They're not paying you to perform. They love who you are when you're being you, when you're your authentic self. And when they give the money, it's just another form of love. It's a form of energy. So don't see it the way you see it. They just love who you are when you're being you, and it's just an exchange of energy. Money is an exchange of energy. It's a form of love, okay?
Right. Okay.
And you are amazing. You know, when you're in that zone and you're just being you, you are truly amazing. And it's not like you're a performer on a stage. It's different, okay? So maybe that'll help you, like, to get out of that mindset, because when you're being you, people love you, you know, for what you, you know, gift them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in return, we have to have an exchange of energy, which, you know, is the love that they give you back when they make their payment.
Okay, I'm ready to carry on. You guys cleaned me up nice. Thank you. All right.
Well, you're awesome, and we always love hearing from you. You know, you're an amazing, beautiful woman, and you've come so far. Be proud of yourself. Pat yourself on the back.
I know. I want to just stay in that energy, which I'm going to stay in it now, hopefully,
can.
Like fingers can. Crossed.
Ginger's going to be there, and she's going to make sure you stay in that energy, the energy of love.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. Here we go.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're moving to the caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Area code 917. Are you muted? If you are, you need to unmute yourself because I can't hear you. Okay, last call for area code 917. All right, we're moving on. And we are going to area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. What can we do for you today?
I'm calling. I just started a new job. Been waiting an awfully long time for it. I feel real good about this place. But the other day I heard them whispering about me. And I just want to know if my job is safe, am I going to be okay there, or what's going on?
Okay, let's see what we are getting about that. DC?
Okay, I'm getting, you know, don't worry about what other people say. You've got to really focus on you, okay, is what I'm being shown. And I have Archangel Raphael coming in, and he's talking about you just loving, you know, yourself and really accepting yourself, okay? So maybe that's why you overheard people talking, okay? I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because you really need a little bit of self-love and a little bit of self-healing, okay? And, you know, we're going to, you know, Archangel Raphael wants to focus on your heart center to really help it to open up and really bring you into that state of love and joy, okay? And allowing the, you know, the energy of love to flow through you right now, okay? Because it presently, like that area, your fourth chakra is really blocked, okay? And that creates problems, okay? And I feel your energy, and it feels like you put your hand in a light socket, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're filled with nervous energy, and, you know, when you're, you know, nervous, when you have nervous energy, excitement is very close to nervous energy, so it's best to just, you know, move it to, you know, to the feeling of excitement, okay? I am getting that. There's something new coming your way, though, like in regard to work. And I'm also getting, you know, be open to entrepreneurial possibilities as well. But I'm getting there's something new in regard to work, okay? And you've got to start breathing because you're in that fight or flight kind of mode. And you've got to allow yourself to relax and really, you know, focus on what you are loving. The job that you're at presently, are you doing something that you presently really love?
I like it, but I've taken
okay,
on
so you
a supervisor. It's a new position for me. It's a supervisor's position.
Right. But do you love? The question I asked was, do you love your job? You like it, but
yes.
Do you love your job?
Yes, I love the energy there. I love the way this is something new. They just opened up in my town, new facility. It's a family-owned facility. I love the spirit there. I love everything about the place. I just didn't know, you know, what they were whispering about me.
Okay. Well, don't be, like I said, don't be, you know, shocked or anything if you find something new coming your way that you like or love it even better. And I am getting, like, be open to entrepreneurial possibilities as well. Okay? And mm-hmm. I have Archangel, even Archangel Michael is coming in to really help you, hon, okay?
Okay.
So you just, like, seem to be hurrying, like, throughout everything. Like, you're hurrying there, here and there. And it seems like you just have so many things that you have to do, okay? You've got to take a little time out of your schedule to really rest. You have to relax. You have to, you know, you have to have some peace in your life and a little bit of joy, because I'm feeling that, you know, right now you don't have that, okay? It's not the way you should, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm getting, like, even, like, you know, like, even your close relationships, they're even suffering a little bit. There's, like, sort of maybe, like, a little bit of disconnect between you and the ones that you love. It could be friends, it could be loved ones, okay? Communication, you know, is needed, maybe a little bit of patience, okay? And I'm getting to, there's even, like, some healing that needs to take place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask Barbara and I'm going to ask Jesus to come in, because there's a couple issues that really need a little bit of help, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to make some of those dear innate statements. So just repeat what I say. Dear innate, I release the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release not knowing.
Dear innate, I not knowing.
Dear innate, I release the importance I give to other people's opinions.
Dear innate, I release the importance that I give to other people's opinions.
Dear innate, I open up to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open up to loving myself.
Dear innate, I accept my value.
Dear innate, I expect my value.
Dear innate, I am wonderful.
Dear innate, I am wonderful.
Dear innate, I am magnificent.
Dear innate, I am magnificent.
Dear innate, I honor and respect myself.
Dear innate, I honor and respect myself.
Dear innate, I attract people who honor and respect me.
Dear innate, I attract people who honor and respect me.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I am creating a life that I love.
Dear innate, I am creating a life that I love.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, now think about those people who were talking about you at work, and how does that feel now?
I feel better. I feel good. I'm just going to go in there and do what I'm supposed to do and come out.
Okay, I'm giving a couple of more. Dear innate, I am good enough.
Dear innate, I am good enough.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I do my best.
Dear innate, I do my best.
Dear innate, I am seen doing my best.
Dear innate, I am seen doing my best.
Dear innate, my life is wonderful.
Dear innate, my life is wonderful.
Take a nice deep breath. All right. How does that feel?
I feel better. No worries.
Yay. Good. You didn't need any.
Yes. Yes, I do. I feel better. I'm not even thinking about it anymore.
Well, great. Well, now you can create that wonderful life that you are here to live, because that is why you are here. And know that you are loved and you are valued, and it's okay for you to be happy.
Okay. I have one more question, and then I'm going to let you ladies go. It could be very brief. My fiancé, he proposed to me, and he would like for me to marry him on his birthday, which is March the 21st of next year. Do you see that going forward?
I feel that there's something about that you're not really comfortable with. Is it him? Is it the birthday? What is it?
Well, he's a little younger than I am. I feel like a little bit, I'm trying to be real patient with him. His communication needs to be worked on a little bit. But as far as everything else, I feel that he's good for me. But there's just still just a little something. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Dear Renate, I release the worry about this wedding. Renate, I release the worries about this relationship.
Renate, I release the worries about this relationship.
Renate, I release other people's perceptions of my relationship.
Renate, I release other people's perception of my relationship.
Renate, I release not being good enough for him.
Renate, I release not being good enough for him.
Renate, I release not being young enough for him.
Renate, I release not being young enough for him.
Renate, I release the fear that this will not last.
Renate, I release the fear that will not last.
Take a nice deep breath. How does the relationship feel to you now?
I feel okay.
So, are you going to marry him?
Ma'am?
Are you going to marry him?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, great. Enjoy it.
All right. Thank you, ladies, so much.
You are welcome. And thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day. All right, DC, we are done for another day.
Awesome. I'm running around here with Bob the Builder. Bob the Builder Jackson, and he built a tower with these blocks that is taller than he is. So he's just amazed. He got a new set of blocks, and he's just so excited.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, we've had an amazing day, and we've had so many people, and it was just a beautiful show.
Yes, it was.
You want to say hi to Auntie Barbara? Hey, Jackson?
Hi.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Oh, he is so cute.
He just loves your voice. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's Auntie Barbara. Jackson, don't get too excited. Relax. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you better go take care of your little one now, and we will be back next Tuesday. This is Thursday, right? And
yes.
We hope everyone has a great weekend. Bye-bye, and thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.